coming to you live on a splendid spring evening from the fabulous Little Theater in downtown Sandpoint, the entertainment capital of Bonner County and the world. It's another edition of the Little Live Radio Hour. I'm your host, Jack Peterson, the best dressed radio personality in North Idaho. It's May 28th, and if we take a look out the back door of the Little Theater, we can see the sun is still shining, the clouds have parted, and summer's coming, folks. We are so pleased to be coming to you at 88.5 over the airwaves on the FM dial, and also through the miracle of technology, streaming live across the information superhighway on krfy.org or wherever you get your streaming radio. I will note right now and try not to mention again that it is membership drive time at good old KRFY. And if you're a regular listener to this station, you'll know already that we rely entirely upon donations from local businesses and organizations and individuals like you. If you've ever contributed anything at all to the station, that means you are a member. And if you're a member, you should make sure we got your name and information so we can get in touch with you when it's time to decide on new programming and let you know how things are going at your community radio station. The emphasis tonight is on music, but we're also pleased to welcome back the mighty KRFY radio players, presenting another important message from our friends at the Society for the Playing of Community Radio Stations in Barns and Garages. So please be sure to stay tuned for that important message coming up partway through our hour. Okay, before I introduce our musical feature this evening, a few other items of interest. At the Panada Theater, the big one next door, this weekend, Legally Blonde, the musical, dominates the stage. The second weekend, LPO reps fabulous staging of the musical interpretation of the film Legally Blonde, yes, oh, which is also based on a book, it turns out. Then next Wednesday, Studio One, Dances of the Silver Screen. Okay. Blazing Saddles next Friday. We go into that? Yep. The Shape of Trees will be right here in this room next Sunday, a world premiere event. No notes from other organizations right now. Hearing nothing else. Tonight, here we go. We have the great pleasure of presenting an immensely talented singer-songwriter from all the way down south in Coeur d'Alene, a young woman whose star you will certainly want to watch rise in the days to come, joined by a band of the First Order who is still deciding on their name. We have the further honor of presenting at least five of these original tunes for the very first time on radio anywhere, which we'll talk about in a bit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sydney Dale.
Well, I hope you're happy sitting there alone. It's your fault I'm leaving. Now you're on your own. And I hope that it kills you when you think of me, 'cause you took it all away. And I hope that you know how you let me down time and time again. No, you never deserve me. All you did was hurt me. You always said I couldn't live without you. You were wrong, using me to get what you want. Well, I'm gonna tell your mom. Tell your mom. Wonder if you're sorry for everything you've done. Bruises and the bleeding forever tear me apart. wanna tell her my perspective, cause I wonder if she knew. From now on I can't love right, and it's all because of you. No, you never deserve me. All you did was hurt me. Always said I couldn't live without you. You were wrong, using me to get what you want. Well, I'm gonna tell your mom. I'm gonna tell your mom. When are you gonna learn? What's it gonna cost? Cause I'm the best thing that you ever lost. What's it gonna take for you to get caught? Cause I'm the best thing that you ever lost. When you gonna learn? What's it gonna cost? Cause I'm the best thing that you ever lost. What's it gonna take for you to get caught? I'm the best thing that you ever lost. No, you never deserve me. All you did was hurt me. Always said I couldn't live without you. You were wrong, using me to get what you want. Well, I'm gonna tell your mom. I'm gonna tell your mom. That song was unreleased, so you guys are hearing it here, right now, right here. That was I'm Gonna Tell Your Mom, if you couldn't tell by the chorus. We love that song. We always joke about, like, I'm gonna tell your dad and stuff. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed.
Hey.
with every aspect of you. And who's to say that you don't love me too? Does anyone know that song? Yeah? Some people. That one is out, so you guys should know it if you're here. No, I'm kidding. This is not a test. All right, we're going to do a little cover. Hopefully you guys know this song.
Remembering what you had and what you lost and what you
I hope all of you guys were singing along. Next time, sing a little louder.
I was singing. I know that song. You are listening to the Little Live Radio Hour. That's Sydney Dale. That one, I believe, was a Fleetwood Mac song, if I'm not mistaken.
We wrote that last night, actually. Yeah.
It would now be a nice time to introduce the members of the band, do you think? Yeah. Who else is here? You want to do the honors?
Sure. So this is Kenneth Boer on the keys.
How's it going?
This is Eric Kennedy on guitar. And this is Caleb Sorensen on the drums. And Drew Brereton on the bass.
Fantastic. A couple more with the full band? Is that the plan?
Yes, before, let's do it.
All right.
We have one more.
Okay, yeah. That's great. What's one more?
One more with the full band,
yeah. And then, yeah, we're here for the whole hour. We're just getting started. What comes up next? What's the next track?
All right, so this song is called Too Good to Be True. This song I wrote a year ago in Nashville. It's not out yet, so you guys are hearing it here. The last original I played was out, but this one's not. So you guys are hearing a lot of unreleased stuff tonight. It is the Little Live Radio Hour. That's Sydney Dale and the band. And company.
Sydney Dale and company, yes.
It's a work in progress.
I think we'll figure that out. You're going to take a quick break and get ready for an acoustic set, right?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. In that case, I think it's time for another word from our radio acting company. Please welcome to the stage. Right here at this microphone Z. Yes, here they come, and an important announcement from our only sponsor.
message from the Society for the playing of community radio stations in barns and garages.
Get concerted! These cows get more ornery every year! Let's call it a day and get in. Head on back up to the house, hon.
Yep, this was one long day here in the dairy barn. I'm plumb tuckered out.
Say, look over there! Isn't that our neighbor, Doris? What's she doing on the road? Taking a jog?
Looks like it, but look at what else. She's got at least a dozen head of cattle out there behind her. Hey, Doris!
Oh, hello, my friends. Whoa, ladies, take five.
Doris, what on earth? Are you taking the heifers on a jog?
Not a jog, precisely. It's called a trot. They're quadrupeds, my dear.
Well, I think we're more amazed that they're all following you down the road in single file, like, Doris.
Oh, with that.
Our cows won't do a thing. We ask them to.
You know, I had that problem once.
You did? What happened? I mean, what makes these cows so happy and... that word,
Cooperative.
Cooperative, yeah.
Yeah.
You may not believe this, but do you have a radio in your barn?
Well, yeah, we sure do. Keep it tuned to K106, The Righteous Eagle. Today's top country hits 24/7.
You know, everything really took a turn for the better when I tuned in to our local community radio station in the barn.
Yeah!
Almost right away, I noticed the cows seemed more productive and, frankly, more intelligent. Then, after a couple weeks, their milk seemed sweeter somehow.
Oh, you can't be serious, Doris.
And problem turning the page. I am serious, and that's not all. When they're out grazing, they find wildflowers, and every once in a while, they bring me a little bouquet. They're just so appreciative.
They really like the community. Pardon me. A lot of dust in the air this day. They really like the community radio station that much?
Listen, there's this educational programming on Saturday mornings.
Uh-huh.
I always just thought it was background noise, right. But they've been paying attention.
No.
They learned how to churn their own butter, and this Swiss fellow came by with a pallet of surplus cacao. I think they're trying to produce chocolate milk. Right from the teat!
A revolution in animal husbandry thanks to community radio! It really is as wonderful as they say, isn't it, Doris?
And not just for people, for all our four-legged friends, too.
This message was brought to you by the Society for the Playing of Community Radio Stations in Barns and Garages. This was not an actual event, but a dramatization. Scientific studies detailing the effects of exposure to community radio on livestock are not currently conclusive. Always listen to community radio responsibly. Thank you from the SPCRSBG.
Hey, get out my petunias!
Another important message. I think we can all appreciate. You're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour. We're here live at the Little Panada Theater, and we are here with Sydney Dale and company, and smaller company now.
All right, so if you guys know this one, sing along. It is out. It's one of my originals. I did this one at the Country Music Awards with Eric on stage, just us two, and we got Performance of the Night, so that's kind of cool. We're just going to do that arrangement of this.
He left flowers on her doorstep late that night. He felt sorry. Drink with her friends.
You mentioned that one came, or you played that one at the a Country Music Awards.
Yes, the Northwest.
Yes.
Yes.
You recently came from the Lionel Hampton Jazz Fest.
I did.
Where you won? I didn't get the title, but you won. You won the Lionel Hampton
yes,
Jazz
the
Festival.
Solo, vocal, yeah. Yes, the solo vocal category. I don't really know the term, but yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
And you are. I think it's okay to mention how old are you, Sydney?
I am 17 years old. That's the reaction okay. that I always get. That's
pipe
hilarious.
Down.
Even
pipe
though all
down.
You guys know me, probably. Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been playing music?
I've been singing since I could talk. That's what my mom has told me. I've been writing music since I was 9-ish, around there. Mm-hmm. Writing bad music, but it's fine. and I have been gigging since I was like 10, I think.
Yeah.
So doing solo gigs and stuff.
Did you kind of always know you wanted to?
Yes.
Yes.
When I was like in elementary school, like first grade, I was like, I'm going to be a famous singer. Like, yeah. That's what I said to like all my friends. They probably hated me, but it's fine.
How long did you, or, and then the band, when did you put together the And Company?
So... I think I've been playing with Kenneth the longest, but Eric's been in my band, like, officially for the longest. Eric's been in my band for 2 years. Kenneth I met because of his dad actually played keys and violin on my album, Simple Little Things album, and so their whole entire family is just so talented. Like, his dad is amazing. He's amazing. We love Kenneth. And then Eric, I met him through my guitar teacher, and he just filled in one gig for me, and I was like, okay, you're playing with me. Mm-hmm. And then Drew, kind of same thing. I just reached out to him and asked, I think Eric wasn't available for one gig, so I just asked him to play guitar, and now he plays bass with me. And then I met Caleb through Drew, and Caleb is our newest member, and we love Caleb, so.
It's
a whole story.
It's a full sound in this room in particular.
Oh yeah,
I would say, but it comes over the air very, very nicely.
Good.
This I should mention. We're live here in the Little Theater. This is the Little Live Radio Hour. Sydney Dale is our musical guest, and coming up next is what?
Day You Lost Me. This is another unreleased original.
All right, another new one.
Let go, but now I know. day you lost me. I know it put you through hell. The day you lost me, you did it all to yourself. When it all comes down to us, I would never call it love. The day you lost me, the day you lost me, the day you lost me, I finally found myself. We didn't think we would both be better off now, but it was for the best. All we were was stressed. The day you lost me, I know it put you through hell. The day you lost me, you did it all to yourself.
Sometimes I wonder why I stayed so long. I'm getting better and I'm moving on. Always remember the things that you said. They ran through my mind when I left. The day you lost me, the day you lost me, I found myself.
Thank you. That one's definitely one of my favorites. I'm pretty sure, Eric, is that one of your favorites too? Yeah. All right, so we're going to kick Eric off the stage for a second. Sorry. we're going to do a song with just me and Kenneth. And we've actually, I don't think we've ever played this one live, but it is one of my originals. So, yeah. This goes out to a special guest. You know who you are. Don't cry. It's called Tell Me to Stay.
See is how you look at.
Thank you.
Sydney Dale, that was fantastic.
Thank you so much. I don't think we've ever played that song live before, so.
Wow. Where can people catch you besides tonight? Are you going to be playing up in this area anytime soon?
Yeah, we're playing at the Schweitzer Wine, like, Fall Fest.
Yes,
thing.
The Wine Fest deal.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
And otherwise, you're mainly in Coeur d'Alene?
Yeah, I'm actually doing a lot of stuff in Washington as well.
Okay.
I have, like, a Tri-Cities gig. I'm doing, like, a Walla Walla gig, if you guys are out there ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have all of that listed on my social media, on my Instagram, under my links, and on my Facebook, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which we can find pretty easily, I'm guessing.
Yes, look just Sydney Dale music, yeah.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
I see the band has returned to the stage, in full form, it looks like.
So we're going to do Golden Hour. It's a cover, so.
Yeah, all right.
All that I know Musgrave's tune.
That's what
it's called Golden Hour. Everyone says that I sound like Casey Musgraves, so I just have a bunch of Casey Musgraves stuff already prepared, so.
Casey Musgraves sounds like Sidney Dale. We got time for a few more, right? I can't quite see the clock. What do
yeah,
we got?
It's
Thank you, sir. Oh, plenty of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it again. Okay.
All right, so we're going to do a song that just came out a couple weeks ago. You guys probably have heard it. It's called Girl You Call a Friend. This is my newest single. So, go check it out on all streaming platforms, whatever you use. And yeah.
Thank you.
do a song that is unreleased again. So this one is called Anyone Else. This is probably my favorite song that I've ever written. So you guys are hearing it for the first time right here. And on air?
Yes. Yeah. Fantastic. World premiere. What a coup for KRFY.
Yeah, you guys better pay attention to this song because it will be out.
I don't love myself.
another new track. Can we expect to hear these on like a forthcoming album or anything like that?
I'm not making an album as of right now.
Oh.
But these are just singles, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fine. The future is here,
yes.
And it's albumless. All right. Hey, you have been listening to The Little Live Radio Hour, a presentation of Panhandle Community Radio and the festival at Sandpoint, with thanks to the Panada Theater. We're here once a month on the fourth Tuesday of the month. Please join us next time on June 25th. And also come on down this Saturday to the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint for Community Radio Day from 10 to 3. Doors wide open. You can join us there and see live radio in person if you weren't here tonight. Or if you were here tonight, you guys can come too. we'll have 5 bands there, one every hour, 10 to 3, plus more fabulous radio entertainment during that day. Our radio acting company tonight, Mike Clark, Steve Hammond, Nikki Barato, Bree Ells, and others presenting that fabulous little message that we heard in the middle of the show. Our show is produced and engineered by a man who celebrates his own 17th birthday this Saturday for the 24th time. The starting shooting guard for the Minnesota Timberwolves, young MJ, the future of the NBA, Mr. Paul Gunter. All right, one more time, give it up for Eric Kennedy, Caleb Sorensen, Kenneth Booker, Drew Brereton. This has been a very special night, and Sydney Dale.
Thank you, guys. All right, so this next song, I always play this last at all my gigs because it's called Nice to Meet You, and it was nice to meet all of you guys. But that's not what this song is about.
One day I'll never see you again. Your face.
Thank you so much.
It's 9 o'clock. You may now swear. All right.
Heck, guys. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for showing up tonight. It wouldn't be a show without you guys. This was so fun. Did you guys have fun? Yeah? All right, let's do it again. 9 to 10.